Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 17th of October, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Now, let's face it, we cannot be too careful nowadays when browsing on the interwebs. Of course, you got that antivirus software running in the background on your computer, but what about something a little extra? Well, Google's thinking of you when it comes to this with their Chrome browser. Yep, Google has added some basic antivirus features to Chrome for Windows machines. The biggest addition, it probably has to be said, is the new option to detect if settings say, like your default search engine. Say that's been hijacked. Well, it would give you the option if you want to set things back to normal. In most cases, you probably will want to. The Chrome cleanup tool's also been completely redesigned, making it a lot simpler to use now. It can actually remove harmful software with just the press of a button now. To take advantage of these new features, all you gotta do is make sure you're running the latest version of Chrome. Staying with Google News, and they're making sure they're keeping everything all nice and moving smooth for you. From antivirus on a browser, now we've got family-friendly features coming to Google Wi-Fi. What do they mean by family-friendly? Well, it kind of means, like, say you don't want Junior over in the next room looking a little bit of jabonka bomba wah wah. I know I didn't say that right, but, you know, maybe to his ears, that's what it would sound like. Well, now you have a quick setup tool with advanced family-friendly controls, so you can make sure that little Junior doesn't see that. Basically, what it does is Google Wi-Fi, it will actually block that site entirely. And all this technological working is basically just taking advantage of Google's Safe Search. And because since Safe Search is constantly on the lookout for news sites, that block list will update in real time. Yeah, you don't have to worry about going back in and doing everything yourself. Those Raspberry Pis, the ultimate tinker tech machine. You can do so much with those things nowadays, can't you? You can make your own Nintendo consoles. You can have your own media center going on the thing. Hell, now you can even have a laptop. Now, this is nothing new. The laptop, that is. You might remember back in 2014, Indiegogo? Yeah, they had a little thing called the Pi Top. Well, the Pi Top now is officially back, and it's all new and updated. Now, they're saying the updated Pi Top is now easier to assemble than the first model was, and we did hear a lot of complaints about that. The new Pi Top even has an adjustable keyboard. Basically, what you do, you slide it forward and woohoo, right underneath there, there's your Raspberry Pi. Slide it back and one would be none the wiser. Now, some things are just like the original, just like the operating system. Pi Top OS, yeah, it's still running that. But they're promising it's a little bit more user-friendly now. Other things that are nice to see is now a 14-inch 1080p panel on the thing. And thank goodness they actually listen to people. They put that track pack at the bottom of the keyboard now. Yeah, that was a good idea. I don't know why they didn't do that in the first place. And finally, in the time of now of online shopping, where do we think? Amazon, yeah, I know. What about eBay? When's the last time you actually used eBay? Well, eBay is hoping to bring you back over to its platform with its authentication service. What is authentication service? Well, this is a service from eBay saying, yeah, this is actually authentic stuff you're buying, not that stuff that's fake, you know, that you might see in the listing next to it. The service, actually called eBay Authentic, is basically only available for like luxury bags now. You know, your Louis Vuitton, your Prada, your Gucci, you know, those kind of things. Though they are promising the program will be expanded to cover other luxury goods and brands for next year. So yeah, maybe now you can shop with a little bit more confidence on eBay, knowing that that bag that's made in China is now authentic. Unlike that other bag that's made in China, that's fake. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our official website for the podcast, blog, review section over there, constantly being updated for your enjoyment. Speaking of enjoyment, if you do get enjoyment out of the British Tech Network, consider donating to us. You can do that by simply going to paypal.me/British Tech. You can also check out our Facebook page and follow our Instagram feed, British Tech Network, for that. Also on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, we'd love for you to be a part of it. You can do that by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be returning for your Wednesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.